Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. We don't have any rain right now. It's a miracle.
Send it up here. We need rain. It's really dry.
Yeah, I've been hearing that from other parts of the country, but we haven't been suffering from that. We got like 2 inches day before yesterday or something ridiculous like that.
Oh, my. We're about 8 inches short for the year. So,
well, you know, I have some rain sticks. I'll do a dance for you later.
All right. Rain.
Well, all I can tell you is it has been really, really hot, and then we had all this nice rain, and everything is growing like crazy out there. And but at the same time, today was a little bit of a mellow day. It was cloudy. There's a little drizzle during the morning, you know, a little bit of light rain. But now it's kind of sunny and kind of quiet out there, and little creatures are using the bird bath.
Aww.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well. Keep it busy as usual, but doing well.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. So what do you think of our chart for tonight with all these mutable squares going on?
Oh, change is afoot. Do you want to create? Have you learned from the past to create anew that is much better and stronger? That's what I have to say about that.
Mm. Yes, there's been a lot of confusion going on over the last 24 to 48 hours, but things are settling down a little bit since the moon entered Libra. Thank you very much.
That over-analytical Virgo moon, you know, it gets everybody up in an uproar.
Yes, yes. But anyway, the mutable squares, the thing I like about them is that it calls us to look at more than one option. It tends to bring things in duplicate or different options that are equally prized but also with a certain level of caution. So I kind of like it in a way.
I do. I like it because you do get options with it. With the Mercury in Virgo, of course, you're going to be looking at options and the duality of it. And always whenever you have a Mercury in Virgo, you're going to find two sides of a situation. And it gives it, with the Saturn square, it gives you enough time to not make a hasty decision, to relax, to contemplate it, to see the bigger picture. And then the other square with Neptune is really to perceive it on the higher level, to see the whole thing of what really where it fits for you. Does this fit in right for you? So I do feel that this is a time to really transform and change the way you're looking at things and see other possibilities and find an avenue that works best for your heart and soul.
I couldn't agree more, but, you know, the square between Venus, the planet of love in Virgo, and Mars in Sagittarius right now, when I see this in someone's birth chart, you know what I tell them? I tell them, you know, you're going to have more arguments with yourself than you'll ever have with anybody else. So if you're dealing with a relationship right now and they want to go gung-ho and you want to be cautious, okay, guess what? They're right on time and so are you. But I just looked at that and I just started laughing because, you know, I run into this all the time with people. It's so funny. And but, again, there is that Mars in early Sag. It's a bit of impatience and stuff. Everybody wants to, like, just break out of prison, move forward quickly, and Venus and Virgo is saying, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? And it can be going on inside ourselves. We don't necessarily have to have an advocate or an argument. outer. We can have it inner at this time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I so agree with you on that.
Crazy. I love that nice, like, Leo sun gleaming up there, you know, just forming a nice trine to Saturn. Still, technically, it's a trine, you know, and that's kind of good in a way, because if we put love first and what we truly desire in love, and if we follow our heart right now, we're fairly protected. But we just want to protect ourselves against real-world things that can be either confusing or not complete.
And I agree with you. Not complete is a big thing, because there's more answers to be revealed. During this period of time. Remember, our ponderous planets, Neptune, Pluto, Uranus, Saturn, are all retrograde still. And so, there's, you know, it really makes that time of contemplation instead of action really a lot stronger. And especially with the Mars in Sagittarius, that impulsiveness, I just am tired of everything moving so slow. And what I've been telling everybody is go take a walk in nature, relax, slow it down yourself, and really see what comes out of it. That little journey out in some kind of natural terrain may bring an epiphany to you of something even greater or better.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, it's funny. I was going to chapel this morning. Of course, it's an hour away. And so it's an hour drive. It's absolutely stunning. I mean, I'm going right through the mountains here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely stunning. And what, it's various speeds that you go, okay? First, you start off, you're going 55, and then you're going 60, and you're going 65, and then you hit the 70-mile mark of an hour. So here I am. So I'm about to take the curve, which I know that 70-mile-an-hour sign is right beyond my vision. And you know that little childlike part of us that sometimes you can just, when you're sitting in your car by yourself, you can just be yourself. I found myself singing out loud, "Here I come to save the day."
Mighty Mouse.
Yep, for a moment I was Mighty Mouse. My hero, it was funny. And I told them about that at chapel today when I was getting my message and stuff, and they all cracked up. They know I'm a little strange anyway, but anyway, it was fun because that's how I see that Mars and Sag energy. If you keep your sense of humor, even in the midst of your impatience, you'll do okay. You'll do just fine.
Absolutely.
So we have a number of people on hold here. Wow. The queue just filled up very quickly. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
I think we should take a caller. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hi,
hey, Danielle. How are you?
I'm okay. Staying at my friend Noah's.
Yeah?
I'm
How's
still
that going?
In fine, but I'm still not in my own apartment in Roanoke. And apparently they haven't started any of the repairs. The lady in the office said that she hasn't even talked to the owner about doing any of the repairs inside because he's out of town. And he has until the 16th, which is Tuesday next week, to get majority of the repairs done. And supposedly if he doesn't have a majority of the repairs done, he's going to get fined $2,500, and it's a criminal misdemeanor. And the judge could give him an extension if he has majority of them done, but they haven't started on it, apparently.
Hmm. Sounds like something you need to keep right on top of, Danielle.
Right.
You can't push through it flows by itself, and sometimes delays, as uncomfortable as they are, can serve us in the end. Okay. Because, again, this is not has anything to do with your responsibility. It has to do with their responsibility. And you are where you are for a reason right now. What are you learning where you are and what you're doing right now?
I don't know. All I've been doing is eating and sleeping. And Eric's here with me now, too, because he was going to go stay in his tent, and his tent got stolen, a $75 tent, and he got ran off with a guy with a gun last night. So me and Eric are both at my friend Noah's house and his parents' house. So I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning. All I've been doing is eating and sleeping.
Getting some rest, perhaps, in a way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jupiter is squaring your sun right now, okay? And that's why, again, there's going to be more than one option. It's going to probably be popping up in the interim period until it comes time for them to be dealt with in the legal system. If they don't, but see, the thing is, if the owner has no knowledge, then how does he know that he better get moving? If this girl's
well,
not telling him.
He did get the notice in the mail. He got the notice in the mail a month ago, a couple weeks ago. The city inspector mailed him the violation report. And she didn't even know. The lady in the office didn't even know until Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. I had to send her a copy of it. She didn't even know. So there's some miscommunication, and I don't know.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is to just hang in there and really stay right on top of it. That's all you can do. I can't believe that happened to Eric. I mean, you must live in a terrible area over there.
No, I told him this. I told him numerous times that he shouldn't do that because people rob him and hurt him. I already told him that.
Right.
Told him that several times that it would happen, and it's exactly what happened.
Well, you are quite psychic after all, are you not, my dear?
Right. That's what I told him.
Mm. Well, the good news is you got some trines and blessing lines. Right now, Neptune is trining your Venus and your moon still. So you've got some trines here. So I would try to enjoy it, relax, and be where you are in the moment as much as possible. But with Mercury and Venus both in Virgo right now, I would definitely be keeping on top of it as far as communication is concerned as much as you can. But maybe you're getting some of the rest that you need. There's nothing you need to be doing right now except waiting, unfortunately. And I'm sorry for that. But what do you think, Jack?
I'm always waiting.
Well, it's not only that, okay, because here again, in your natal chart, Venus, Mercury, and the North Node and Jupiter in your second house of your personal values and beliefs. So there's this whole reanalyzation of your personal values and beliefs and really what you want or desire in life that's going on. The sun is going through your first house, so it's really shining on everything around you and showing you neon signs around you of what is working for you and what is not. I agree with Aphrodite that you have to keep on top of all the details right now. That grand trine is really there to enhance your intuitive abilities, to really make you look beyond all the challenges and look at really what is your dream and do you really want that? And I think that's this reevaluation time that it's giving you in this patient waiting time for your home to be done. And I agree with Aphrodite that it may not be that home. It may be something else that comes out of this as well. Okay? But either way, whichever direction it goes, it's going to be to your benefit.
Well, another place, they said they would give me my money back, but I don't have enough income to get another place. That's why I moved into this one, because the owner agreed to let me stay there, even though I didn't meet the income requirement. I'm down to like a couple hundred dollars right now, and...
And again here, no matter which way it turns out, it's going to turn out to your benefit. And you keep wanting to look at the physical. When in your natal chart, one thing you don't have is Earth, okay?
Right.
You walk 3 feet above the ground at all times. If you believe it, you can create it. If you want to walk on the physical Earth and all those details, you will not create it. It will slow you down from moving. So, again here, look at what you want to create. You want to be in Roanoke. You want a safe place to live that has great air circulation in it for your environment. It doesn't have mold or anything in it. So, here again, keep focusing on that and trust that process. Because it's not only that they will give you your money back, I think they might find another place for you.
Okay, I'm not seeing it, but...
Trust. That's the trick. That's the lesson. Trust the process to be to your benefit. It will be.
And keep it posted. If you need me, call me, okay?
Okay, thanks, ladies.
All right, you have a good night. God bless.
Bye.
Bye. Ah, the best laid plans.
Yeah, well, Saturn's retrograde, and until it goes direct on the 13th, everybody is having these delays, and it's so slow, but it's going to get there, I promise.
Yep, 7 days away, but we won't feel it probably for a couple of days. It's a slow-moving planet, but we'll definitely be getting the idea.
Yes.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
561-287, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Can you hear me? It's raining here in Florida.
Hey, who is this?
Stacy.
Hey,
remember-
Stacy.
Hey, well, you know, it's raining here. I was at a job that, you know, was just a few weeks, and you predicted when it would start, but I got laid off because I guess a couple of clients fell through. It was like a new business that was trying to pick up for an office that was closing, and they were trying to bring in business, and it wasn't working. So I was the last one hired. So they, you know, sent a letter to me to, you know, sign about that my position rescinded, and they felt really bad. And I felt bad because I could have gotten something else, you know. So it put me in a bind, you know, because now I'm back to square one. I feel awful. I was happy to be hired on the spot there, but I'm just upset. If I knew the business and they were trying and it wasn't stable, you know, because they were trying to merge with some another office and it didn't, it was like a business deal gone bad. So now I'm kind of upset that, you know, I guess, you know, did I make the wrong choice?
No, you did not make the wrong choice. All the Virgo planets right now are transiting your ninth house of God watching over you. And Venus is going to be hitting your Jupiter this week, the planet of good fortune and abundance. And transiting Jupiter is sitting on your Pluto, your planet of empowerment. So I think out of this is going to come a better opportunity. Venus is also forming a beautiful trine to your Sun-Mercury conjunction right now. That's fabulous for interviews. Just push forward. Don't spend too time mourning what happened. Instead, just hit the ground running. You've got a nice Mars square that can actually push.
I just sent out like five things already. You know, I'm really diligently looking on top of it. You know what I mean?
Good girl.
They paid me, you know, they paid me for an extra couple of days to compensate. You know what I mean?
That was wonderful. But I have a feeling that you're hot on the trail. You just got to keep the faith and keep pushing forward because you've got some nice angles forming right now that can bring you into a nice space with something that's much more permanent, maybe a little bit more stable.
Do you know,
what
like,
do you think,
how
Jacqueline?
Long? Do you know how long it's going to take for me to find something else? Like how long of a time gap? Because I found this within a couple of weeks, I guess, after my unemployment ended, and that's why I'm freaking out because I can't collect in the meantime.
Could be any day.
I don't think you,
any day.
Yeah, I don't think you have much longer. I really don't. I agree with Halpernet.
Oh,
I
that's
know
good.
That little, I know that little Scorpio moon gets very nervous. But relax, okay? There is a reason for this unorthodox method of giving you employment. Again, this may be, and you don't know, but this may be that the position that you're really meant to have wasn't available at that time. So I really wouldn't worry about, you know, taking those 2 weeks and working with them for those 2 weeks. I think it was a benefit to hold you out for a better job. So here again, look, I think within the next couple of weeks, you'll really be happy with what you find.
Oh, thanks, because what do you think I should do, put them as a reference? Because I've only been there for two, you know, almost 3 weeks. What would you do? Would you use them as a reference or no?
Yes, include everything and anything. Let them know that you have this job. And again, it wasn't to your fault. They'll say, well, why did you leave? And you'll say, well, obviously there was a change in the company dynamic, so they were unable to keep me, you know. And once you get into the interview, like I said, you obviously did a great job. They gave you even a little extra money. They really felt bad about letting you go.
Yeah, they gave me extra money.
Yeah, they gave me a couple of days, but I should have asked them for a reference letter. They gave me a couple of days at extra pay, which was nice to compensate, you know, because they felt really bad. They said they didn't know this was going to happen. They really thought that they could bring this place more money, that the salespeople, but the thing happened, it didn't happen. They're trying to keep something open, and they try contract with, you know, another company, and I guess they lost a couple of clients that they thought would keep the place going. And I felt really bad because, it was decent money. It was good money, better than the other jobs I get. It wasn't like that entry level, and it made me feel good about myself. And then this happened, thinking, oh my God, is anything else going to come up like this? Because, you know, other jobs that I've taken since I've gotten laid off from my job of 6 years, they really haven't paid that much. Between me and you, I had to lower my standards.
Right. Well, keep pushing and keep us posted, okay, Stacey?
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm glad it won't take too much longer, because you know what I'm saying. I think it's right on top of you. It's not cheap here to live in Florida. Like somebody says, like in Texas, Dallas, it's cheaper to own, to own a property or rent. It's cheaper there. You get more. But this isn't a cheap place to live. I guess from
right.
Hurricane Andrew and everything, it really isn't. You know, I guess you understand, and you get nervous because a lot of people, most people born here in Florida, from what I found out, that are natives, they're living in New York City. Like the people that graduate college, they move out of Boca Raton and they move to Manhattan. I don't know if you're aware of this. I had recently found out.
It's okay, honey, but we have a lot of people in the queue, okay? So keep us posted.
Oh, thank you so much again.
And many blessings
thank you
to
so
you.
Much. Oh, thanks
right, God
so
bless.
Much.
All right, bye. Job market, boy. Whew. What a crapshoot. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Jennifer from New Jersey calling. I just wondered if you could give me any insight about what's going on with my health. I've been going for different testing and having pain, and it's just, am I going to get anywhere with this? Because it's driving me crazy. I've had a bunch of
515?
I'm sorry?
Is your birthday 515?
No, October 9th.
October 9th of 1978 at 5:45 p.m. Patterson.
It's supposed to be 5:35.
Oh, okay. Let's change that for you. Hold on.
35, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Let's take a look and see what we can see.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, okay. Well, you've got a number of squares going to your sixth house of work, service, and health.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still able to work even though you've been being evaluated?
No, I'm not working right now. No, I'm not working.
I think that's a good thing.
I have a bunch of stuff going on, now I have a new development, so I'm definitely not working.
Okay. By the way, I think that's good. I think that the combination would be way too much right now, so I'm glad you're not, actually. Okay. So you've been having some tests done on what part of the body?
Abdominal area.
Okay. So your Saturn is in Virgo in your birth chart in the sixth house of work, service, and health, which often can indicate that there has been digestive problems with somebody in your family, one of your parents perhaps, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
Honestly,
the Saturn usually would indicate there would be an inherited trait that you might be activating at this point. The planets that are moving through there are moving through there fairly quickly, however. So you're supposed to find out pretty soon what's going on, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to a new doctor in September. September 1's the best clown doctors that say it's this, it could be that, it could be this. And it's like, come on. It can't be all of them. I've had an MRI, CAT scan, and an ultrasound. So.
Okay. Now, have you been able to eat? Is your weight stable?
No, I've been losing weight a little bit. I eat, but.
All right. Now, when you eat, what makes you comfortable and what makes you uncomfortable? You've got to start to look at your, you've got to start to listen to your body.
When I'm laying down, I can't lay on my left side. No, I can't lay on my left side. It bothers me.
Wow.
Mm. And it's like spasmy, and then it feels like it's bruised inside. It's crazy. And I'm concerned about the kidneys and all that stuff, all these things.
Right.
But I had a cyst there. Yeah, I'm concerned, so. And I have one doctor who'll say, "Oh, take this narcotic, that'll help," or this one. I mean, I don't need to take all these medications because that'll make problems with the kidneys. So,
right.
Just nobody can get to the bottom of it, really. It's frustrating.
Right, exactly. Now, you've got several very strong plants in Scorpio in your eighth house. And
what's
Scorpio
that?
Does rule our ability to eliminate toxins from our system. Okay?
Yeah.
Prior to all this
okay.
happening, what kind of dietary protocol were you entertaining?
I mean, I'm already doing the whole gluten-free thing because I get hives from that, so I have to do it.
Okay. All right.
Because I have autoimmune stuff already, so like gluten.
Okay. And so, are you getting enough fiber?
Probably not as much as I should, but
I would gently raise that. Bar a little bit with the fiber for right now.
Yeah.
While you're undergoing the
mm-hmm.
testing, anything that's going to help you to eliminate toxins from your body right now would be a good idea.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And again, I'm not a physician. I'm a metaphysician, but the Virgo energies do rule things like wheat and grain and gluten, and your Saturn, of course,
yeah,
is
there.
Yeah,
I got away from that.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Now, and you should also make sure you're drinking plenty of fluid. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, and I do feel, and that's where I was going to go with this, was in the grains. I do feel that there is some kind of digestive system issue here. I would suggest a detox for your body because
mm-hmm.
I think that there might be some kind of, you know, toxin attached to this. But I agree with
there's
the
fiber.
There's
some kind of a what attached to it? I didn't hear that last sentence.
Toxin.
Oh, I understand.
Attached
okay.
to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm again, like Aphrodite, I'm not a medical doctor. She is more
yeah.
adept at medical astrology than I am. But in this process, I've seen great success by literally changing your diet. Because fibrous things like broccoli or the wheat, both of those would really enhance your system. Plus cleaning it out.
Mm-hmm.
It could eliminate some of the problems that you're having at this point in time. I agree that there is a digestive issue going on with all the Virgo planets that are going through there. This is a transiting of only a couple of months, so I do feel that this can change. I don't see anything that would cause me to say this is something really dire or something really bad. I do feel this
mm-hmm.
problem has to be addressed, and I feel there may be it may be a dual thing, two different things that are causing this problem. So
yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I suggest doing a detox at this point in time is to clean everything out and start with a better slate to try and
okay.
build your digestive system back, okay? Because I think there's something else going on there too.
No problem.
And Neptune's retrograde right now too, Jennifer. And when Neptune's retrograde, sometimes it makes diagnosis a little bit more difficult. So the fact that you have decided to go with somebody new to be reevaluated was a brilliant idea on your part, by the way.
Yeah, I'm even changing my insurance just to go to him. I mean, he better be good.
Now Jupiter's going to be moving through Virgo and going to go into Libra on the 10th of September. So my feeling is by the 10th of September that you're going to have a lot more ease of self-expression. You're going to feel like they have pinpointed exactly what's wrong, and they're going to be able to tell you what to do beyond that date. So just know that that is coming. In the meantime, do everything you can to keep yourself as comfortable and as get a good night's sleep as you can, okay?
Yes. Okay.
And keep us posted.
Well,
we're going to be interested to see how you made out, okay?
Because it's terrible to go from one doctor to the next, and they, like, clueless. I just can't. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God bless. All right. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
I would have loved it if she was in the medical profession. With all her Scorpio stuff in the eight, she could probably diagnose anybody.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. We were concerned about you last week, so glad to know that you're both okay. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're thinking, Jacqueline, but it doesn't matter. I heard someone say this last week that the exchanging was not going to happen. Do you all see that it's not going to happen, please?
I can't say that it's not going to happen. Like I said, I'm still looking at the same timelines I saw before.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Unless this person is like a real guru, top of the line person that knows what they're talking about, I'd probably give it lack of importance. There's definitely some major things that are going to be going on internationally, okay, regarding money, currency, and things of that nature. And this is just the time it has to be so. So even though you run into some delays, which we've seen with the delay with the retrograde ponderous planets we were talking about earlier in the show, and again, you're looking at a launch because you want to make a big change because you're in your Uranus return right now, okay? And I understand that. But at the same time, I would try to keep peace within yourself for the moment because your Pluto is in Cancer. And again, I wouldn't overreact right now to things that you hear unless they're very well verified by somebody really in the know. Okay. Don't let them get you all upset for nothing.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
And your last statement is truly what I say. Okay. You need to stop listening to these other people. Okay. There are delays. You know, your chart is full of delays. But it also shows a great benefit. So I can't say that this wouldn't pay off because here again, I see a great benefit coming to you. So again here, I have to say I think you're doubting the situation too much. I think you're questioning the situation too much. And I really think you just need to set it down and let it go until they finally give you a phone call and say, hey, it's going now. That's what I think you need to do. I wouldn't listen to any of the speculation that's going on at this point in time. I think it's going to bounce back and forth with these people of their choices. But the end result, I think, is going to be to your benefit.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I could hear you say, here we go again.
Yeah, well, you're doubting the process. Don't doubt the process. Quit listening to other people's crap. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies, so much. Please put me back on the listen mode.
Sure, I'll do it. No problem, honey. Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Actually, you know, with all those Virgo planets out there, for her to have doubts is actually kind of cosmically correct, you know?
I know, and she's got that little Virgo moon, but the lesson is to trust the process. She needs to learn to trust her own intuitive abilities with that Mercury in Scorpio.
Right. I get that. Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561714, you're on the air.
Hey, Jacqueline and Aphrodite, it's Charles.
Hey!
How are you tonight?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, so far so good. I was calling because I have a birthday coming up in a little bit more than a week. And I remember several weeks ago you mentioned that Jupiter was transitioning, I think on the 13th of August.
No, Saturn.
Saturn, okay. But I thought I remembered that you said that there were some positive changes that would be finally coming my way. Home, job, money, all those things.
Where are you going to be on your birthday?
West Palm Beach. Unless you tell me to go somewhere else.
Which puts Venus, North Node, Mercury, and Jupiter in your fourth house of your home. And trines your Pluto, your moon, and your part of fortune. So, yes, there are some wonderful blessing lines going on in transition as far as your home is concerned for your greater benefit. So, here again, I think this is a year where your financial situation is going to take a major shift and change. Mars is going to be in your sixth house of day-to-day work. And so here again, I think that your work is going to be changing as well, obviously, as well as the finances. I really like it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree. I'm glad that Mars and Saturn are both in your sixth house of work and service. Because Saturn is your tenure, Charles. That's basically your reputation, okay? And how diversified and how you've been involved with people from all over the planet and many of the activities you've done as far as your work and service. And Mars gives you the ability to take action, but Saturn gives you the ability to take a control position, a position where you're the teacher, you're the leader, that you're using all the things that you have learned in this life as far as the kind of job that you want to help everyone concerned. And so there's a nice T-square that's there that's pretty powerful because what it allows you to do is to, as much as you find this difficult at times when you're working with a lot of different personalities, you can make almost everybody happy. You have that ability, okay?
Okay, that's good.
And you do have Neptune, South Node, and Chiron all in your 10th house of career, okay, in your solar return chart. And they're all retrograde. So, again, everything you've done in the past is somehow going to find its way to demonstrate in the future here as far as your prosperity.
Okay, all right, that's good. Can you give me any idea of a time frame?
Well, the solar return is more like a year overview. Let's look at your transits right now and take a look at that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay, that's interesting. So by transit, you have the same beautiful planets Jacqueline mentioned in your fourth house of home and even in your transit wheel. So that's nice.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And your moon's in Capricorn this year on your birthday, and your north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible, is in Capricorn in your eighth house in your West Palm Beach chart. Okay? So again, it's almost like it's time, and Pluto's going to be empowering you as well. So you're actually in good space here. You could end up working for a very, very good organization that I want to say has a wonderful reputation. It may have even been something you've either worked with before or had wanted to. It didn't materialize in that time period. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with all that you have said. Even with the solar return, and one of the reasons why it works in a unique way this year is because your ascendant for your solar return is very close to your natal solar return, okay?
Yes.
And it puts that ascendant line into your 12th house, making your actions being guided by somebody else. It gives you a little less control, or it makes you a little less in charge than what you normally are, but that's a good thing. Let the universe provide for you, because all the complementary planets that Aphrodite and I were talking about are all in place to make some major transformations and changes in your life this year that are going to be so to your benefit. I agree with her that this could be a group or organization that you've looked at before or applied at before or worked at before that may come back during this period of time. Remember that Mars just got into Sagittarius. And it's empowering your day-to-day work. And it's empowering you to get that job that really works well for you. Don't be surprised when Saturn, which is in about 10 days, Mars goes over Saturn in about 10 days, 10 to 14 days, that doesn't bring you some real strong encouragement of what direction you're going as far as your work is concerned.
Okay.
22nd, 23rd, 24th of this month.
There you go.
Be ready. Be ready.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. All right, well, thank you.
We're always happy to hear from you, Charles, and we always wish you the very best. We know how wonderful
well,
you are at what
you
do. Yeah, you're the
thank
mover
you.
And the shaker. Yes.
I appreciate it. I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, God bless.
Take care.
All right, best to you both.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I tell you what, he is such a resource. I can't believe that he's been going through such a struggle. His track record is impeccable. I mean, really?
I think it's
goodness.
I really think it's all about himself and his self-worth. And I think it's really a test of that to really look a little further at himself.
And maybe that's why this time
talent.
Provided. Yeah. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 540, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, it's Kara.
Area code 540. Hi.
Hi, it's Kara.
Hi, Kara.
How are you
What's
ladies
happening?
Doing? I'm actually mowing grass listening to your show.
Oh, how fun.
You're such a
Isn't
trip.
Isn't that awesome? Oh, you do what you got to do to get it done.
Yep.
Indeed.
I agree.
Got so much water, haven't we,
rain.
Kara? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know. My lawnmower keeps bogging down. It's crazy.
I'm sure. So do you have a special question for us tonight?
I do. I've been back and forth. Well, I've been kind of doing my own thing for the last 5 months, but I'm still kind of torn between these two guys that I've dated before for several years. And they still keep in contact with me, and it's confusing. And I'm just not sure if I should let them both go completely and move on, or one of them is right for me.
It's too soon to tell. You got to wait it out for. You got to wait it out until like the 22nd, 23rd, when Mars can join Saturn. I think you're going to find out some information between now and then that's going to make it very, very clear to you. Don't push the river flows by itself. Okay, is what I'm going to tell you. See, both Mars and Saturn are in Sag right now. Saturn's retrograde, which is why people from the past that you honor in a way are returning to you. But one of them left you somewhat disillusioned, and the other one you know needs work but has potential, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So that being said, let it play itself out. When Mars moves in conjunction with Saturn after it's direct, you're going to know which way to go. Or, like you said, to throw them both to the curb and start over. But you're going to know then. Don't try and make that decision prematurely. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You went in the same direction I went with this. Mars is retrograde over your Neptune at this point in time. And so you aren't being given the answers. Once it goes direct, and it's literally dead on it, when it goes direct, it's going to be dead on it. And so there is going to be something that is going to enlighten and awaken you. I do feel that what it's making you do with these two is to really look at what you want. Do you want somebody that has potential, or do you want somebody who actually can be somebody who can be worked with? Do you want somebody who can be reliable? What do you want as far as your love life is concerned? And I think it's really, since Venus and Mercury both are in your transiting your 12th house right now, it's really making you look within yourself at really what you want as far as a relationship is concerned. I wouldn't make a decision on either one of them again until after Mars goes direct. But this month is a revealing month, no matter how I look at it, with these two relationships. Make your choices on your personal values and beliefs. Make it on what you feel is right. And if they can't be there and do the right thing, then you got to let them go is what I'm going to say about it.
Okay. That makes sense and sounds good. Sounds like a plan. So.
And if you need help, you know where to find me, honey.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too. She's such a darling. Okay. Area code 561-541, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hi, this is Jay from Florida.
Hey,
how are you?
We got all the Florida boys.
I am so good. We're wet, but I'm good.
Send some of it up north. Come on, send some of it up north. We're dry.
You can have it. You can have it. I'll FedEx it to you. You can have it.
Thank you. I really need it.
Wow.
How are you, ladies?
Good.
So did you have a special question for us tonight, Jay? You're always up to something.
Oh, no. You know what? I am up to something. I don't know which question to go with, so I'm going to ask you all a question. Would you prefer that I ask a personal question or an education question?
Ball's in your court.
Oh, man. Okay. Gosh. So I'm going to ask the education question. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Law of Attraction and Abraham Hicks teaching. And, you know, I do feel like this, it's the basis of how we create our world. And I was thinking about astrology because, you know, I like astrology. I'm not an expert like the two of you. But I was always, you know, I've been trying to figure out how do I reconcile the Law of Attraction with astrology in the sense of, the planet Venus and Mars. And so I'm open if you guys can give me a little clarity if you have any insight about this. But my suspicion is that when it comes down to really getting into a good place, getting into a good feeling of raising our vibrational energy, perhaps we should look to the placement of our Venus and of our Mars. Or am I looking at it completely wrong?
I think what you're saying, you know, the Law of Attraction, you're looking at the male and female energies of the zodiac, the yin and the yang of it, okay? And there is some truth to that, but the thing to understand about astrology, for instance, you have an opposition. An opposition is neither good nor bad. If you have an opposition, you're presented with something, an option. And you have to choose with your own divine will whether you want to embrace that or you want to push it off. Okay? The Law of Attraction is very tied up with the angle of opposition no matter what planet you're talking about.
Okay?
So the squares are the challenge. Now, you can look at that square and you can say, oh, no. Or you can say, I accept the challenge. Here I go. Because your will will never be taken from you. Okay? It's your gift from the divine. You see a trine or blessing line, you go, oh, man, this seems almost too easy, too good to be true. But you know what? It could be true. So you need to take that one step forward to each take a darn look at it, okay?
Right.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree with everything you said. And as far as astrology goes, the yin and the yang, the male and the female, the Law of Attraction does work with the Venus-Mars connection. But I also agree with Aphrodite that if you're looking at what are the challenges in your life, what do you need to take on and really overcome, you're looking at the squares. When you're looking at your advantages in life, you take on the trines. And I agree with Aphrodite that a lot of times, a lot of people look at those trines and look at that natural talent that's been given to them and go, oh, well, that's not significant. But it, in actuality, is. Those are your blessing lines. Those are the things that naturally come easy to you. So when you want to attract something, you use the easiest path of connection, which in your chart is your Venus and Aries trining your Uranus. Okay? And Mercury is conjunct there too, so it has a psychological aspect to it. But how you get your greatest benefits are very sudden, okay? It's enlightening and it's awakening, and it's by experiencing the situation physically in the moment, because the I am presence of that Aries to say, everything is beautiful right now, and I don't have to look forward. as opposed to the Mars in Taurus, which wants to take those practical steps and look at those steps ahead of before taking it, is where the challenge comes and lies with you. Boldly going forward with what you know is present at the moment to be correct, no matter what happens in the future with it, is really where you get your greatest benefit.
Wow. Wow.
I
want
to tell you why it's taken you so long to look at astrology as being your main vehicle, okay? And I'm going to keep it kind of short because we're on the show, but when you were born, Mercury and Venus, as she spoke about, were both retrograde. Uranus, from a beautiful trine to Uranus, which rules astrology, by the way, was also retrograde. So I just pulled up your progress chart to take a look and see why all of a sudden you're starting to dawn on you that maybe you could really, really do this and love it. Both your Venus and your Mercury, you progress a day for every year you work here. So they have progressed direct. But Uranus is still retrograde, which is why you're asking us the question tonight, okay? So you could love this, and you could mentally take this on, and you're starting to recognize what a great vehicle it would be. And what the thing about astrology is it does give you both sides of the question. It does usually give you more than one way to approach a situation, whether it's a challenge or a blessing. And your Mars has progressed into Gemini, which is perfect for counseling. So you're starting to realize the benefit now of working with the astrology in a completely unique way because of your progress chart.
Wow. Darn it, that was fun.
Pretty neat. It's pretty
too.
Neat, yes.
That was so, you two are thebomb.com. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
And so it's an idea that time has come, but everything that you have studied, like this beautiful thing of law of attraction and Abraham Hicks, has brought you to like, okay, how do I take these wonderful concepts, you know, these wonderful universal forces, and bring them to my people? And so that's where you are right now. That's awesome.
You took the words out of my mouth. Because that's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about how can it apply to myself. I'm thinking of how can it be applied to the people.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the callers online. I'm like, how would I say that? And, you know, I'm taking notes from you guys. Okay. Thank you.
Have fun. I love it.
You two are amazing. Thank you. What can I say about
you
two?
Keep us posted. Thank and call in more frequently. We'll give you all kinds of encouragement.
I sure will. Thank you.
God bless. All right.
Thank
bye.
You.
Oh, you're such a darling.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we've got about 7 minutes left. Let's take one more, shall we?
How about we do that?
Area code 603, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello. I am Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey,
how
Robert.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 27.
Oh, good. I'm glad
What's
to
your
hear birth, that.
Robert?
Mine is November 30th, 1957. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller.
I didn't have you on my computer, so I figured that this is the first time calling. And what time were you born?
6:45 in the morning.
All right. And what city were you born in?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Yes. Boston. Known as the city of culture. That's what it used to be called, anyway.
And tell us where you live now, Robert. New Boston?
I was going to say, I live in a town called New Boston, New Hampshire. And,
oh, funny.
New Boston. A lot of people, when I say where I'm from, even in New Hampshire, I say that I'm from New Boston, and they think that I said Boston, and they, oh, what are you doing way up here? And I'm like, it's New Boston.
Do you have a special question for us tonight, my friend?
Yes, actually I do. Well, first of all, how did you know that I was in New Boston? Never mind. Anyway, I have a birthday coming up. It's not here yet, but it'll be coming up soon. And I would just like to have some general idea of what to expect this next year. I have a lot of projects that I'm doing and a few various things that I'm trying to learn how to do. And I just need to get a reasonably good idea of how successful or not successful they may be. Hello?
Well, I'm going to let Jacqueline take, because she's the queen of solar returns. Are you going to be in New Boston on your birthday, Robert?
Most likely, yeah. I don't think I'm... Well, actually, I may not be. I may actually be in Florida. This depends on a few things. I will most likely I'll be in New Boston.
What part of Florida is the variable there?
It'll be northern Florida, Lady Lake, I believe the name of the town is.
I like Lady Lake better. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I was a little prejudiced towards New Boston until I saw Lady Lake, and I agree. I like it a lot better if you were in Lady Lake, Florida, for your solar return. What happens with the solar return is that this solar return actually is the day before your birthday. It's on October 29th at 2:32 p.m. Okay, just to let you know, just as far as my suggestion of being there is concerned, to be there at that time. Because what happens is it sets a stamp or an impression for the year. And either place, you get a part of fortune in your first house. But the part of fortune is actually in Taurus in New Boston as opposed to Aries here. And that... That part of fortune in Aries is conjunct Uranus this year in your first house in your solar return. This brings a lot more trines, a lot more blessing lines to you because of all your Sagittarius planets. And it puts both Saturn and Mercury into your ninth house. I like this a lot for what you're doing. It's really a total recreation of your whole entire career of what you've been doing, and it gives you great advantages and benefits all of in sudden changes where it's not going to be that you're going to see the changes coming, that all of a sudden things are going to shift for your benefit. And you're capable with that duality of the Sagittarius energy of moving and flowing with it. You have a Mars in Aquarius this year, which really gives you a good ebb and flow for the craziness of this chart. But I think it's more beneficial for you, and I really think you're going to find what you're looking for if you're in Lady Lake, Florida. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree, and because I love the fact that Saturn, the great teacher, and Mercury are both in that ninth house because he's a very tenured and he's an expert in many things. But Mars in Aquarius is all about technology, Robert, and it's forming a beautiful trine to Jupiter in your seventh house of partnerships. Being at peace with something very, very progressive that's going to utilize everything you've learned and everything you want to teach. It's a beautiful chart in Lady Lake.
Okay. Sounds like I'm going to want to go down there then and make sure that I'm there. I'll be visiting a family member down there for Thanksgiving. So.
Excellent. Oh,
so,
I love
yeah.
that. Good.
So, there's nothing preventing me from staying there a little bit longer than I originally planned. Which,
yeah,
well,
past,
actually, she probably wants that, too.
The new moon.
So.
You're a little bit past the new moon on your solar return, but I think that that's still good. It is the day of the new moon, and it's all about beginnings, okay? And with Aries rising, a lot of good energy. I am going to encourage you, though, to take very good care of your health and not to let yourself get too fatigued before the journey, and make sure that you do get some good rest while you're there.
Okay.
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 We're so glad you called and keep us posted.
Yes, I think I will, yeah. Well, I listen to you guys anyway, so I figured I'd call and find out a few things, and I'll probably call again and let you know how things go.
Great. Have a sweet night. Many blessings.
Yep, you too. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
We should tell people where they can find us, because we're technically, I think, off the air.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And we're both on Facebook. If you let us know that you've been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, send us a friend request. And we're here every Sunday from 6 to 7. And we really want to help you in any way we can with this beautiful art science called astrology. Many blessings.
Have a good week.
Good night.